Back now with Day to Day, coming up, consulting a psychic to find out what is the new what. But before we go there, is everybody happy?
There's a guy in my neighborhood. When asked, "How are you?" he always says, "I'm really happy."
Former Seinfeld writer and Day to Day contributor Peter Melman has been thinking about bliss.
Every time I hear this, I think the guy should be put on suicide watch. Or maybe he really is happy and simply lacks the grace to keep it to himself. But then, my attitude on this one is out of step with America. The truth is, one little nitpick the world has with us is that America is the happiest country on earth, and ultimately, nothing offends people like seeing others being happy. The world's dose of us is just potent enough to give the impression of an incorrigibly joyous, soda-sipping, hemi-powered nation of sports fans whose team never loses. They don't see the blue velvet scene under every small town, or the homeless drift in the cities, but then, neither do we. We're so committed to happiness, we ignore the overtly miserable. Our feeling is, no, there but for the grace of God go you. I'm fine. This all started with the Founding Fathers who, in one of their rare Pollyanna moments, granted us the pursuit of happiness. 230 years later, we're still running with it and our economy's still riding on it. Paramount isn't selling you the feel-ambivalent movie of the year. Old Navy isn't dressing you for Chapter 11. Harley Davidson isn't telling you that life is all about killing time between meals. Forget that getting there is half the agony. All that matters is you can get there. This belief is so strong that happiness is our society's great equalizer. A laid-off Walmart clerk with varicose veins in his eyes living in a suburb of Podunk can see George Clooney on a red carpet arm-in-arm with Venus and ask, "Yeah, but is he happy?" Personally, he looks pretty damn happy to me, but again, I'm out of step with our gleeful democracy. Although sometimes I do try to get in step. Like recently at the airport, I was picking up my car from long-term parking, which always sounds to me like an insider's term for a cemetery. But anyway, I was really kind of happy to be home. So happy that, after posting bail for my car, I said to the cashier, "Have a great day." I gotta say, such cheeriness felt nice. So I drove off trying to keep in touch with it, to keep that feeling of happiness, to be in the happy moment. After all, I thought, in America, happy is supposed to be normal. Which, of course, led me to the one thought shared by everyone in the world. What's it like to be normal? Which led me to the thought, have a great day? She's a cashier. What are the odds? Which led me to a final thought. It's good to be home.
Comedy writer Peter Melman. Tomorrow on the program, the antithesis of Peter Melman, Mr. Happiness, a man who spends his days on a Las Vegas street corner trying to make people smile.
I'm all about all people, all colors, all races. I'm for everyone. Spread love and joy, baby.
Mr. Happiness, tomorrow on Day to Day.